This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We've got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. Candace Owens is going to be with us, of course, in October. Following the 7th Constitutional Convention, which will be in Fresno, California. You might want to check it out. We'll be putting up the tickets, pre-sale tickets, actually this week. I know it's midweek. Do you believe that already? Unbelievable. Anyway, we got a lot of things to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio, and really glad to have you with us. And I want to say many, many thanks to our citizen journalist. I've been getting a number of tweets and a number of Facebook messages from the vast array of people that listen to Agenda 21 Radio about all kinds of things. You know, it's kind of interesting. One of the first things that pops up, and again, I'm concerned about this as a New California thing, actually, is that in New California, out in San Bernardino County, there is a rare earth element mine. It's closed. Primarily closed, from what I understand, because of the Chinese. You see, there's only one other place that we know of that is actually mining rare earth elements. Now, rare earth elements are used primarily in magnets and other electronic devices. That's where you use these. There are a variety of elements that are on the periodic table of the elements, and they're very rare. That's why they're called rare earth elements. But they're difficult to mine. So, now we understand that in Colorado, this is an interesting little story, a little bit of tidbit for us, because if you're in the New California, you got to be concerned about what kind of resources do we have in the New California state, right? Mine-to-magnet rare earth processor opens in Colorado. IEA says green tech to supercharge re-demand warns on security. Okay, whatever that is, right? owners of the Wheat Ridge Rare Earth Element and Critical Mineral Processing Facility have received an operating permit that will enable minerals critical to the advanced technology manufacturing to be mined and processed in the United States. USA Rare Earth LLC and Texas Mineral Resources Corporation announced Thursday that their Wheat Ridge, Colorado facility has received its operating permit, with its pilot plant now in the commissioning process. And Texas Minerals said in a press release that the plant will have the ability to produce the full range of high purity separated rare earths as well as critical minerals. Which are essential for modern manufacturing, ranging from defense applications to wind turbines, electric vehicles, smartphones, advanced medical devices, and physical backbone for the emerging 5G network. So my 5G fans are probably wondering, The company claims their objective is to build the first rare earth and critical minerals processing facility outside of China. The CEO of USA Rare Earth, Penny Althalius, said in a press release that the establishment of an independent, robust, and domestic rare earth metal and critical mineral supply chain is vital to the United States overcoming resistance or reliance on China. They see, you wonder why California is in such bad straits. Because they don't allow the one that we have now to be open up and could bring in huge billions of dollars to California every year. Isn't that amazing? Althea said the company's mine and pilot plant were essential links in restoring mine-to-magnet domestic U.S. rare earth supply chain without the material ever leaving the United States, thereby alleviating the current dependence on China for both rare mineral materials and mineral processing. Yeah, that's the problem. Representative Michael Waltz, representative from Florida, and Paul Gosar, representative Republican from Arizona, introduced legislation on May 28th to protect American mineral supply chains. So I wonder if that does protect the one out in Baker, California. And again, I'm pointing this out because this is a critical source of materials that are critical for our expansion as a nation. And, of course, we're not mining it in California. There's a perfectly good mine out there to mine it, but they're not using it. Now, I know there could be a lot of different problems with opening up that mine. This is very dirty stuff. I mean, it's radioactive materials and stuff like that that go along with it. But you just kind of have to wonder. California is spiraling out of control right now. And just in a few short days, today's the 17th, you just have until the 1st of July, another 13, 14 days, and California is going to be in a rude awakening. They have no money. I want you to think about that. A state the size of California is broke as a joke. Now, let's see if they can pull that something out, a rabbit out of the hat, right? Let's see if they can do that. But, you know, I bring this up because this is a source of good income for the state of California. But they won't do, we're too green, right? We're saving it for, a rainy day, as they would say. So it's kind of an interesting little article, isn't it? It says, Linnaeus expects funding news for rare earths plant by end of February. So that's a different thing. So you see, all these Teslas use rare earth elements. Windmills use rare earth elements. Computer rare earth elements. Just about everything that's high tech uses rare earth elements. And China has been the only supplier since this was shut down, since the one in California, in Mountain Pass, California, in January. It says, Matt Green, mining crushing supervisor at MP Materials, displays crushed ore before it is sent to the mill at the MP Materials rare earth mine in Mountain Pass, California. Okay. So we got this going on now. This is a thing that we should never have closed to begin with. And now it looks like we're opening it. At least for the United States, at least in Colorado, right? It says rare mind a magnet rare earth processor opens in Colorado. At least we're preserving that. That's the key thing. Judge denies request to block Tulsa rally over COVID-19 fears. Shocking. Shocking. Okay, so it's going to be a busy day in the neighborhood, this Tulsa rally coming up. And also, you know, you got to keep in mind that it looks like Donald Trump will be moving along to Sturgis. Sturgis, yeah. For the July 4th celebration, they're going to be doing a lot of fireworks and things like that and a large American flag. But it looks like it's a go, obviously, for the Trump 1 million rally. It says a judge on Tuesday declined to issue a court order to halt President Trump's campaign rally in Tulsa until organizers adopt social distancing measures to reduce risk of transmission of COVID-19, the disease caused by the CCP virus. The move will allow the president to push ahead with his rally on Saturday, June 20th, at Tulsa's Bok Center, BOK Center, which has a capacity of 20,000. It will be Trump's first rally since March, when the CCP virus pandemic put a halt to all in-person campaign events. As Vice President Mike Pence has also raised the possibility of holding the event at a different venue. There's a big stadium down there in Oklahoma. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here at Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Rioting, anybody? Rioting. I can't resist some of the stuff that's going on here about this Black Lives Matter business and everybody jumping on board to be racist. You know, it's just absolutely, that's really what it is. And everybody's got to be politically corrected and so on. Even, now listen to this. Now, all of you involved with the New California State movement have wondered why I always talk about the Columbus and Queen Isabella statue in the Capitol Rotunda. Why is it there? Why would you have a matriarch? Why would you have a queen in our state capital? Think about it. I mean, this country is a revolution was set up against any type of kings or queens. But, you know, we have to bow down when we go to the state capital to Queen Isabella, right? And there with Cristobal Colón. It's good. I'll say the right name there. And so I've always just said, why do they do that? Of course, understanding the heritage that so many profess in that building, it fits right in. But now, because of the business with Black Lives Matter, guess what? They're removing it. And because, you know, I've harped like crazy. I have absolutely harped like crazy about this statue and saying how bad it is, how evil it is. Now they're removing it. It says top California legislators on Tuesday said the statue of Cristobal Colón in the state capitol's building, which has been there since 1883, would be removed because the 15th century explorer is deeply polarizing historical figure. Now, I would object to it being removed for that reason. You know, once again, we're altering and changing history. You know, that's the other part of it. So I know it's kind of like a dichotomy. I'm over here and over there on that whole issue. So state Senate leaders and pro tem Tony Atkins and Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon, Assembly Rules Committee Ken Cooley, announced the statue's removal in a statement Tuesday, joining a number of states and localities around the country removing monuments of historical figures, including those associated with the Confederacy in the wake of the death of George Floyd. I don't like removing history. I don't. I really don't. Cristobal Colón is deeply polarizing given the deadly impact his arrival in this hemisphere had on indigenous populations, the statement read. The continued presence of the statue in California's capital, where it has been since 1883, is completely out of place today. It will be removed. See, I just hate the idea they're moving it because of the historical correctness we all seem to have to go through, right? And, of course, what misery he brought to the world. Gee, what misery did Cristobal Colón bring to the world? I mean, historically looking at this, the emergence of the United States. I mean, what would the world look like if Cristobal Colón hadn't found the New World? What would it look like? Cooley, Rendon, and Atkins are all Democrats. Many on the left of the political spectrum in recent years have also sought to erase Columbus Day, a federal holiday in October that was enacted in 1868 in celebration of Columbus's 1492 journey to the New World in favor of Indigenous Peoples Day. It's been officially recognized in liberal locales across the country, including Washington, D.C., which is named in honor of President George Washington and Columbus. Right. So now they want to take it down, you know. So I don't agree with it being removed for those reasons. I have other reasons why I'd like to see it taken down, but I find it interesting that since we've been critics in the New California State Movement of that particular statue and what it does symbolize for other different reasons, not necessarily reflecting badly on Christopher Columbus, history is history. I think it's inappropriate to have it in the state capitol. Maybe it should be someplace else to tell a better story, a more accurate story. Of that whole thing about Christopher Columbus or Cristobal Colón coming to the New World. And what, you know, what benefit did it have to everybody coming to the New World? Huh? Shocking. Shocking. The statue in California's capital depicts Columbus appealing to Queen Isabella the First, who financed the voyage to the New World in 1492, that began an era of colonialism in the Americas. The statue was a gift from Darius Ogden Mills, a banker who had advocated for California's capital to be built in Sacramento. Critics of the tribute to Columbus, whether in statues or holidays, cite the fact that Cristobal Colón enslaved Native Americans and played a part in introducing European diseases that Native Americans had not gotten any immunity to, thus devastating populations. Those who support keeping statues associated with Christopher Columbus and the Confederacy equate their removal to erasing history, which can be learned from if the errors, or even if the lessons are complex. Yeah, I think this whole notion of removing history and bodes badly. You know, as Santa Ana said, if you forget your history, you're bound to repeat it. And I really believe that's true. I think this a whole thing about changing our just absolutely exquisite history in the United States of America, lifting people up as never before in our country. And these attacks on the left are just over the top. And they are. I mean, who could rationally deal with history without the context of the things that brought you the history and the reminders of those things? If you have a problem with what Christopher Columbus did in this whole thing that happened with Cristobal Colón, then learn about it. But a lot of people don't even learn about Christopher Columbus. And they plus the other part of it, which is really terrible, is that they equate current living standards to 1492. It was a different world. And societally, economically, all the way through, we have changed shockingly. And we've evolved through many of our trials and tribulations in human history, which includes big wars. Big wars. Lots of people dying wars. And the precursors of those people who died before us in wars are here today. Are we repeating history? Sure starts to look like it to me when I see Black Lives Matter everywhere and everybody jumping on board with Black Lives Matter. It's almost, if you take a look at it, it's very Hitlerian. I don't think that's too controversial to say. Everybody's going along with it. And that's what I mean by that. Why are we just whole cloth going along with everything about Black Lives Matter? I'm watching people being beat down by Black Lives Matter people. And that's okay. That's not okay. Black Lives Matter, if they want to be anything, needs to probably be less racist in their naming of themselves. And they ought to be less aggressive and be more civilized and stop burning things down. But no, we can't have that. We have to have the intimidations going on. And see, that's the whole thing. Forget about what color we are. If there's intimidation, if there's fear, and there's control, well, that's what the totalitarians want. They use the instruments of skin color, ethnicity, economics to ply their trade. They always do, regardless of color. We'll be back. Do it now!
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Man, things are moving. That's all I got to say. Says a couple of things that somebody was talking to me the other day about this Juneteenth business, and that Trump changed his rally from June 19th. And there's a clarifier here on the Epoch Times. Says Trump says June 19th rally date wasn't chosen on purpose. President Donald Trump responded to criticism about him holding a campaign rally on June 19th, also known as Juneteenth, which is an annual holiday that marks the end of slavery in the United States. Well, we need to readjust our little thinking here. This is the thing about all Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, when you start wanting to try and clean up current modern-day slavery, let me know. You know, the slavery that your betters are banking on, human trafficking. In flesh and slavery. Yeah. Yeah, that's what that is. That's what's going on right now in front of your faces, and you know it. Yet you don't want to take that one on? Modern day slavery is here, known as human trafficking. The slave trade was going crazy, like crazy, with all these people coming across the borders. But did we stop it? Donald Trump tried to, and he did finally. Yeah, caravans. Caravans of people that were indentured. That's not, that isn't slavery. The modern day, listen, they're so concerned, they're basically acting as a foil to be dismissive of the real reality of slavery in modern day America. I want you to think about that. So here we are talking about Juneteenth, an annual holiday which marks the end of slavery. Heck, it hasn't ended. It's still here. Yet we're being so misguided by Black Lives Matter. And why is that? Aren't we going to, don't you think all the lives matter of all the people that are being trafficked right now? That's slavery, guys. You cannot hide from it. It is slavery in the modern day. Yet Black Lives Matter doesn't touch it. Nope, they won't touch it. Why not? Because you don't have the courage to touch it? Or is there something else more insidious? No, but I know exactly what you're going to say, Trump replied when asked by a Fox News host on Friday about the rally. Says that think about it as a celebration. There's always a celebration, Trump said of the rally. In the history of the politics, I think I can say there's never been any group or any other person that's had rallies like I do. Trump is holding the rally the first time in months during the COVID pandemic in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's the first of many he held ahead of the November election. I go and I just say, get me the biggest stadium and we'll fill it every time. The president said on Wednesday that he would hold the rally a week from Friday. Senator Kamala Harris. Yeah, here we go. Kamala Harris. Boy, what ties does she have to human trafficking? Boy, do we want to open that tap right up, Kamala? What ties does Kamala Harris have to human trafficking? So I just find it interesting. Senator Kamala Harris, a Democrat from California, seriously, who could be tapped to become Joe Biden's vice president choice, criticized the rally date choice while noting that the hosting location is in Tulsa, which in 1921 was the site of the fiery Tulsa race massacre. Now, wouldn't you think that a person in her capacity as a U.S. senator would really be concerned about modern-day sex trafficking, let's say? Or does somebody pay her off? Is she bought and paid by those people? Does she promote it? Does she get big money for it? Inquiring minds would like to know, right? So she goes on to say, this isn't just a wink to white supremacists. He's throwing them a welcome home party, Harris wrote on Twitter. Now, see, I would say, what are you doing about the current trafficking in human flesh and slavery? To choose the date to come to Tulsa is totally disrespectful and a slap in the face to even happen, said Sherry Gamble, president of Tulsa's Black Wall Street Chamber of Commerce, according to the Associated Press. His campaign should change it to Saturday the 20th if they're going to have it at all. Trump's campaign and the White House defended his plan with the Trump administration, touting his record as being beneficial for African Americans. The African American community is very near and dear to his heart. At rallies, he often shares the great work he has done for the minority communities, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany told reporters last week. Katrina Pearson, senior advisor of the Trump campaign and who is black, also wrote that as the party of Lincoln, Republicans are proud of the history of Juneteenth, which is the anniversary of the last reading of the Emancipation Proclamation. President Trump has built a record on success for black Americans, including unprecedented low employment prior to the global pandemic, all-time high funding for historically black colleges and universities, and criminal justice reform. Now, this is not the script I had here today. This is not the script. But why aren't we doing something about modern-day slavery? We're burning down our buildings over what? Why are we burning down whole cities? Why are we doing these things? Why are we seeing so many black people that claim to be Black Lives Matter beating up white people? Huh? Well, that's really progressive, isn't it? And that's really good for the society? No, it's not. It's not good for black people either. It's not good to see that sort of thing. What are we supposed to do? Be afraid of you? When we're not. Why aren't you doing something about modern-day slavery since you're so high and mighty about slavery? Because you're a coward. You're cowardly. You're cowardly. Rather than to try and challenge it right now, right here, in front of your faces, it's happening. And many of you know it, yet you do nothing about it. You know, it's not an easy thing, this dealing with the reality checks of the world. And it's not an easy thing to be denying slavery right before your eyes while complaining about the deeds of the past. You feel more settled about complaining about history, yet you're allowing history to move forward in the most pernicious fashion possible with real slavery. And you're not trying to stop it. What's wrong with you people? All this energy, all these burning downs of everything, and you're not stopping. You're not stopping real slavery right before your eyes. Pretty disgusting, actually. In fact, it's incredibly disgusting. All that energy, all those businesses disrupted and destroyed. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. a21r.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We've got so many things going on here. Exclusive, the mysterious case of Raz from Chaz. BLM warlord owns multiple guns, including an Uzi, a Tesla, BMW, and Jaguar XJ, millions in property, and is supported by Dubai government. I'm sorry, this is the BLM guys, right? Yeah, you know, talking about slavery and reparations and all that stuff. So who is this leader? Who is this leader? Says, just have a heart. Female police officer breaks down crying after she was abused at McDonald's in Georgia. That's all we need, sobbing police officers. Reminder, the first legal slave owner in America was a black man. Well, that's true. We don't want to forget our history. I want to go back here to this, though. I think this is just too good. The mysterious case of Raz from Chaz. Who is this guy? Who is this guy? This is from Gateway Pundit. Solomon Samuel Simon, a.k.a. Raz from Chaz or Chop, is the proclaimed warlord of Chaz in the multi-block area located in Seattle. Raz hates America but owns multiple guns, luxurious automobiles, millions in real estate. More importantly, Raz is supported by the Islamic government of Dubai. Ha! So the leader of Chaz, warlord Raz Sibon, was previously identified running guns in the newly formed country in the center of Seattle. Oh, really? Today we have more on Raz thanks to the work of Yaakov Applebaum. What kind of a name is that? Yaakov. Says Raz the warlord doesn't only run guns, he owns guns. Raz owns a couple of handguns, which were somehow restored through a special invitation after a conviction. Or intervention, I'm sorry. He must have these special gun interventions. Says Raz also owns six semi-automatic rifles, including an AR-15 and an AK-47 and an Uzi. He has armor-piercing bullets for these guns as well. Okay, great, nice. Says owns a 9mm Sig Sauer and Glock handguns, including high-capacity magazines. Has his gun rights restored through a special intervention after his conviction. Now, what do you get with a special intervention after a conviction? Raz somehow received a grant for $82,000 from the city of Seattle to open his own studio in a building he purchased with another loan. And Raz owns multiple, this is the guy who's leading all this stuff over there, owns multiple luxury cars, including a Tesla, BMW, and a Jaguar. He owns some real prime real estate and rental properties. He owns Raz Fashion Line, the Aurora Smoke Shop, and social club called The Spot. I'm not making this up. This is incredible. The Black Umbrella Corporation. All this came from funding in sweetheart deals. Raz's public relations team has done a lot of work to portray Raz as a gangsta. Oliver Darcy from CNN has helped him in shaping the image. Nice, nice CNN. Finally, the most importantly, Raz is connected to Islamists. Shocking, shocking. We know this to be true. I mean, are you shocked by that? He is involved in the Manifesto Washington State, the first black Muslim independent state. He also is being sponsored and has been hosted by the Dubai government. Raz's anti-white and anti-American rants are supported. He also has been spotted attending the Sheikh Zayed Mosque. There you go. It says, of course, the Seattle occupation of Chaz is linked to Islamists with millions of dollars. Wow. That's pretty impressive. So if you want to be Chaz, there you go. Nice guy, Chaz. So this is the guy who's running the show. Listen to this. I want to read the headlines to you. The mysterious case of Raz from Chaz, BLM warlord, owns multiple guns, including an Uzi, a Tesla, BMW, and Jaguar XJ, millions in properties, and is supported by the Dubai government. And he hates white people. Hates Americans. Does that shock you? And, of course, these radical Islamic terrorists support him. That shouldn't shock you, right? We're just going to live with that? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we're going to get fed up with all that kind of crap going on. It says Democrats decry Americans protesting lockdowns, but they're all in for rioting and looting. Isn't that funny how that works? Isn't that funny? This is again from the this is from the Gateway Pundit. Oh, the hypocrisy. A week ago Monday, Representative Val Demings, a Florida Democrat, rising up in the Joe Biden Veep stake, attended a massive Healing and Hope rally where thousands of maskless protesters were jammed elbow to elbow. She told her Twitter followers that she was there to speak with our community as America grieves. Right. But by Thursday, Demings changed her tune, perhaps signifying that she's perfect for Biden. It says the president's plan to hold mass rallies in Florida and elsewhere as we experience a resurgence in COVID viruses is irresponsible and selfish, Demings said. Demings wasn't alone in the flip-flopping. Other Democrats cheered on Black Lives Matter crowds across the United States, with many attending rallies in honor of George Floyd, the black man who died. No mask for you. No social distancing for you. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715.
800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, this whole Black Lives Matter thing, we have people enslaved right now, and they're not complaining about it. Isn't there something wrong with that picture? But they're complaining about deeds of the past, and they're allowing this to go on right in front of their faces. It really amazes me. Of course, the distraction of the past is, of course, a good way to get away with it in the future, in the present, isn't it? No one would think that we'd have slavery today. Slavery ended. Juneteenth. No, it didn't. There was an Emancipation Proclamation for the first time in human history at the time for freeing the slaves. Now, we would have thought that that freedom would have been eternal. However, it's not. It is not eternal for the millions of people around the world that are trafficked every single day. Where they're bought and sold. Where they're used for sex. Children. Babies. Bought and sold. No one's willing to stop that. Where are the Black Lives? Where's Chaz? Where's that little group of people, right? Nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. And now we find out about this Raz from Chaz. Making money. The big distraction from the real truth about human trafficking and flesh and slavery. It goes on right now in front of your faces, yet no one is willing to stop it in the Black Lives Matter movement. Where are they? They should be ashamed of themselves. Wasting such times. Right? Anyway. Just thought I'd throw that one at you. Boy, you know, A.G. Barr vows to block Bolton's book, says former Trump advisor could face charges if book released. You know, I think he's going to release his book anyway, and then he's going to face charges. Just kind of simple. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I want to remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And we're going to be putting up the tickets for sale for the convention and also Candace Owens. We're going to get down to it in the fall here. It's going to be a great election season and very, very optimistic about what's really going to happen. So, anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.